This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Really? Jobs from the past.
Lord Shaftesbury's journal is so interesting. I've been reading an entry about a pottery where kids worked in Victorian times.
Sounds pretty nice. Who doesn't love a bit of pottery? Playing about with clay can be fun.
But not for these kids.
With increasing demand for earthenware and pottery, from roof tiles to teacups, our potteries have never been busier. Huge pottery factories in the Midlands turn out thousands of items every week. One such factory I visited proved to be a hot, dusty, dangerous place, full of poisonous clay dust and lead glaze, with children put to the hardest work, such as the clay carriers.
Clay carrier? That doesn't seem so bad. I suppose it depends on how much clay you're carrying.
Hold on, Bex. I think we're about to find out. Oh, it's boiling in here. This must be the pottery. Look, we're right by the kiln.
Looking for work, youngsters?
We heard you were looking for clay carriers.
Shh! You might regret this, Bex.
Certainly am. I need you to carry these blocks of clay. Best do it on your head, we always say.
That lump of clay is literally the size of a suitcase. And it's seriously heavy. You have kids lifting these.
Of course we do. Most of them not even more than 8 years old. Not just lifting, but carrying them to the potter. And fast, mind. You'll have to run. Shifts are a minimum of 12 hours.
12 hours lugging clay about? Sounds awful.
Here, look. I put a slope on the floor, didn't I? That helps them a bit.
You got any other jobs going?
Well, there's always work for mould runners. When the potters have shoved clay in each mould, I need them moulds being run to the kiln and then getting them out when they're done. Hot work, mind. You might get a few burns. You'll also need to be fast, because they mould faster than you can run. And you can expect a beating if you don't keep up. Them potters get paper tile here, so everyone counts.
Carrying clay isn't seeming quite so fun all of a sudden.
Whatever you're doing, you'll be making yourself useful. All our young'uns do. These stove boys have to light the kilns first thing each morning. Once they've found their own kindling, we're not here to do your job for you.
I'll be honest, I thought there would be more, I don't know, creative things to do in a pottery. This is just hard lifting and carrying.
Oh, you like a bit of painting, do you? Well, you could work with the girls as a paintress. But mind you, don't make a mistake, or you'll be punished.
It should be against the law to treat children like this.
Who's broken the law? Not I. The potters take on these lads and lasses and pay them out of their very own pocket. Nothing to do with me. Absolutely nothing I can do about it.
Well, that's convenient, isn't it? I'm glad things have changed for the better. Close the book, Bex. Let's get out of here. Who knew that even simple things like roof tiles and plates were made by treating children so horribly?
It's not nice to think about, is it? Look, this article online says that young children work in brick factories in Peru, and that they're paid very little. I suppose because their families are so poor, they don't feel like they have a choice.
We need more people like Lord Shaftesbury, helping to make it possible for kids and their families to choose differently.
Really? Jobs from the past. With support from the Heritage Lottery Fund. Find out more at funkidslive.com/really.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.